air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists pursuing
shooting. Unarmed Flight 103 crashed into the town of Luxor.
The sanctioned acts of terror in Africa most
terrible. This will not stand, this aggression against the Kuwaitis.
We will this pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of
this was an act of terrorism.
Terrorists
are committed. It was a despicable and cowardly act.
The next time we're going to bring for you, he's one of the good old days.
I can't let that happen.
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone was something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Previously on Homeland.
An American prisoner of war has been turned.
Hello.
We need eyes and ears on Brody from the minute he steps off that plane.
Wait, there's no camera in the garage?
And now he's placing a bag containing God knows what in our blind spot?
3 days ago, we were about to tell your kids.
He's my husband, Mike. I know this is hard, but that's his job now, to be a public figure.
You know, Mom, it'd be a lot less funny if you weren't fucking his good friend, Mike.
We need Brody in the public eye, reminding America that this is far from over.
How is the homecoming, Ben?
It's been great. For all of us. 5 days ago, when Prince Farid's yacht, Prince's majordomo, announces that the prince has a surprise visitor.
Avram Nazir.
His Highness has a special favor to ask. A job he wants you to do.
She was a DOA at Providence. Apparently they had her wearing some crown jewel-type necklace that's vanished.
Maybe Avram Nazir really went on that boat to talk to someone in the prince's entourage.
You're looking for a money transfer, right? Jewelry is the easiest way to move wealth.
Fawn.
Where did the money go?
Could be anywhere.
Congratulations. I hope you'll be happy here. For us, it's perfect.
Service A's today, Marine. It's your first. Green pants. Khaki tie. He left it on the back of the bathroom door.
Hey, Jess, have you seen my tie?
It's in the bathroom, behind the door.
For the cameras.
What can I tell you that you don't already know? Not much. But here goes. This is what I learned over there. Friendly fire? Is it? In an ambush? Shoot for the knees. Never lie. Never leave a man behind. And if you pick it, it will not heal. Good luck on your deployment. Remember your training.
God bless you. And God bless America.
Look at him. Ever since that Lawrence O'Donnell interview, it's been like this wherever he goes. He's been blogged and tweeted about, offered book deals, been solicited by every national talk show.
Vice President tells me you had a hand in convincing Sergeant Brody to go public with his story.
The Vice President didn't send his chief political operative here to thank me for delivering Brody.
You're right. I came to find out how closely the public image matches the man. For someone who's been through what he's been through, Sergeant Brody seems remarkably composed.
Are you asking me if he's emotionally stable?
Is he?
I'm not a psychiatrist.
But you ordered his psych evaluation in Germany, which I'm sure you reviewed. So if we look under the hood, what would we find?
Well, we weren't exactly vetting him for national office. That is why you're here, isn't it?
The most preliminary sense. Then again, if his psychological profile checks out and his politics are correct, why not? I should know a lot of folks would open their checkbooks to him right now.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but Saul Berenson is outside.
Tell him I'll be right out. I'm sorry, Miss Gaines, but I need to take this. My colleague has never learned how to take no for an answer.
The Vice President remembers well your conversation regarding a directorship. Any information you could give us on Sergeant Brody would be much appreciated.
How much longer is he going to be?
He'll be right with you.
Did you tell him I have an operational protocol for him to sign off on?
Sir, right now he's in a meeting with...
Lizzie.
So. Let's get ourselves up.
Nice to meet you. Major. So,
tell me what's so important that I couldn't wait. I'm a Nazir David. Remember him? Two horns, long tail, a strong scent of sulfur. I think we found out how he's financing his attack.
This is a photograph of the prince's chief aide, Latif bin Walid, taken 9 hours after Lynn Reed was killed. And the necklace she was wearing that the police reported as stolen, we believe it was in this package.
You're saying that was the money transfer we've been looking for?
It's a working theory.
Hard to believe Latif would park $500,000 in some laundromat.
Not when that laundromat's doubling as a Hawala broker. Hundreds of millions move through these informal networks every day. And because they're based on an honor code, there are no records, which makes financial transactions nearly impossible to track.
Yeah, but Hawala systems are typically used to transfer funds across borders, internationally, not as dead drops. What you're suggesting is pretty unorthodox, isn't it?
Abu Nazir is always unorthodox. That's why he's still out there. Our friends at the Bureau have ongoing surveillance of the 5 known Hawala operations in the metro area. That's where we got this photo of Latif at the laundromat. Since then, 51 customers have come and gone. One of them may have the necklace or its cash equivalent. One of them may have the money that Abu Nazir is using to fund an attack on American soil.
Why not just ask the guy who runs the place which one came for the necklace?
Same reason we're not extraditing Latif. Arrest at this time would be of negative value. We don't want to spook Abu Nazir before we know how many others he's activated.
Lynn Reed was killed 3 weeks ago. That means we're 3 weeks behind the bad guys.
Which is why we need to initiate an operation immediately. Work up files on all these people.
Do it.
All right, you heard him. Let's start putting everybody through facial recognition, cross-referencing with INS, DMV, every database we've got.
And once that happens, we'll split into 5 two-person teams and run them down. That means background checks, limited surveillance, selective FaceTime with family, friends, employers.
Okay, I gotta go.
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? FISA warrant expires tomorrow.
If you're asking me to try and extend it, don't.
At least hear me out.
I had to drag a skeleton from Judge Turner's closet to get you those 4 weeks in the first place.
I know what you did.
And you still haven't produced a single lead connecting Sergeant Brody to this or any plot against America.
That doesn't mean I'm wrong. It just means he may be laying low for a while, turned and trained, but a sleeper.
You're arguing against yourself, Carrie. We can't watch him indefinitely, you know.
It's all...
Listen carefully. This intelligence your asset gave up her life to acquire. Do not squander it by continuing to invade the constitutionally protected privacy of the Brody family.
It's not an either-or proposition. The money we're tracking is connected to Brody. I just haven't found out how.
If you're right, the money will eventually lead back to him. But until then, you need to take down that surveillance. First chance you get, you will remove the cameras and microphones from Sergeant Brody's house and cover your tracks. Are we clear?
I'm just saying, we were a bunch of kids.
They're Marines, and they were looking at you like a rock star.
Not because I was a POW for 8 years, because my face has been plastered all over TV for the last 3 weeks.
Whatever the reason, your visit meant a lot to them, Brody.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Good. See you tomorrow.
All right. Hey, you hungry? I think we have steaks on the grill tonight.
Thanks, I'm good. I'm just going to grab something on the way home.
You sure you don't want to come in?
Yeah.
Why not? Mikey, all I'm saying is for the last 2 weeks, you've hardly come by once.
I've been driving your ass around every day. I figured you'd be sick of me by now.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Every time I invite you into the house, you make up some lame-ass excuse. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you were avoiding us.
I just figured... I thought I'd give you some space. I mean, let you be alone with your family, let me get in the way.
I appreciate that, Mike. You looking out for the family. And for Jessica. Like you did while I was gone.
You'd have done the same for me.
You know what? I'm not sure I would have. I'll see you tomorrow, Mike.
All right.
What's so interesting?
There, in the woods. See the antlers? It's an 8-point buck.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, until it tramples those tulips you planted.
How'd it go with the recruits?
Great.
Good.
When's dinner?
Whenever you want.
Okay. Well, we need some more propane.
Don't worry, honey. Probably just had a bad day.
Get it? Doesn't matter. Let's go wash up.
Are the kids asleep? Well, then what are you waiting for?
Cut that shit out. You're gonna miss the war.
Now tuck in your shirt. Dana, she's waiting in the car.
Did you see the flowers?
I did.
I told you.
I'll put out some soap flakes.
Soap flakes?
Yeah. The deer think they're smelling people. If that doesn't work, we can build a fence.
Build a fence? There's an idea. Maybe Mike could do it. He's pretty handy.
Carrie! Are you ready?
Come on, we don't have all day. They're only going to be at church for like an hour and a half.
Rolling up this operation is a fucking mistake. You don't agree?
It's not like we have a choice. Saul said that he'd have my head on a stick and parade it out in front of the Inspector General.
Yeah, but what do you think? I mean, you've been watching Brody as long as I have. You must have an opinion.
Look, we've been on him for a month and we've come up empty.
Well, what about Max? What does Max think?
He thinks the wife is hot. Okay? Come on. I have been looking all over for you.
Just a second.
We're done here. It's time to go.
Ready?
There's one camera left. I'll let you do the honors.
That was a beautiful service.
Yes, sir, it was.
Sergeant, this is Elizabeth Gaines. She's one of the Vice President's closest advisors.
It's an honor to meet you, Sergeant Brody.
This happened yesterday?
When I dropped him off.
What did he say exactly?
He asked why I haven't been coming to run the house. I told him I didn't want to intrude. He danced at something?
No.
Well, maybe we should just go ahead and tell him ourselves.
What we should have done is tell him right away when he first got back. Now it's turned into this big lie.
And the story has inspired a nation in need of inspiration.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
I asked Major Foster to introduce us because there's something I'd like to discuss with you. May I take you to lunch next week?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't drive yourself crazy. I just think that maybe we should try to find a way for us all to be together again without feeling so damn awkward.
We're having some people over tomorrow night.
Good. Good, I'll be there. We haven't barely spoken in 3 weeks. Come on. I'm worried about you.
I'm fine.
Tell me.
He's so...
What?
Nothing.
Jessica, I want to know.
Work permit expires at the end of November. Lives with two roommates in Tenley Town. Single mother back in Jakarta.
So she's sending money home, which explains her visit to the Hawala broker.
Personal references all check out. And I called up her supervisor at Exotech. Mm-hmm. Diligent, super bright, star of his IT department.
All right, moving on. Where's Carrie?
Oh, she should be here soon. She says she was running late.
She say why?
No, sir.
How well do you know her?
I'd like to think we're friends.
I understand she's a bit of a folk hero to some of you analysts.
Well, we've all read the cables, sir, heard the stories.
Well, you, it's more than that, isn't it? You want to do what she does.
It's no secret I've put in for operations.
3 years in a row. You know, you don't look like a Galvez.
I take after my mother, sir. She's Lebanese.
And your father?
Guatemalan. They met at the DMV. My mom refused to take off her headscarf for the photo. My dad was the guy taking the pictures.
America.
Yes, sir.
Your file says you're fluent in Arabic.
And Spanish, sir.
You know, there might be something opening up in the Cairo station. My recommendation would carry weight. Which brings us back to Carrie Matheson. I didn't put you with her by accident.
I don't understand.
During a debrief, Carrie mentions Abu Nazir's name out of the blue. 3 days later, one of her assets reports the first Nazir sighting in over 7 years.
Maybe it's coincidence.
Or maybe there's something she's just not telling us. You want a taste of operations? Find out if she's running something on the side.
Sir, I'm not... Sure, I'm comfortable with...
Spying? I'm making sure there are no loose cannons rolling around on my deck. Because if there are, I need to tie them down. Hey, Carrie.
David, hi. Sorry I'm late. What was that all about?
He wanted to review the Jalbani file before he cleared it. So, we're on to the next case. Rakim Faisal, assistant professor at Brighton University.
That woman you were talking to at church today, who is she?
Oh, she works for the vice president.
Works for him how?
Some kind of advisor.
What does she want?
She wants to have lunch with me.
Why?
No idea.
I invited Mike over tomorrow night. He knows most of the people who are coming.
No, it's a great idea, Jess. More the merrier.
Gotta go check on Chris, make sure he's doing his homework. Yeah.
What happened to you?
You just disappeared.
I had some personal stuff to take care of.
Off campus?
Yeah.
Well, okay, listen, I just finished running background on Faisal. Listen to this, 3 trips to Lahore in the last 18 months.
For what purpose?
Unclear.
I put in a call to Pakistani intelligence.
I don't trust those fuckers. Make some appointments in the university, find out what you can, and tomorrow you and I will spend some quality time with our professor.
You know, it's customary to wait for what I say come in before you actually come in.
You didn't say anything to your father, did you?
About what? No, I didn't.
Because if you did...
Ma, I didn't say a word. Jesus, like Spanish Inquisition around here.
I believe you, okay?
What are you doing, Ma?
I'm sitting on your bed.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Is that a crime?
No. Exactly.
What then?
Something wrong.
No.
Are you guys going to get a divorce?
No. We're not getting divorced.
Because if you are, I just want you to know that I'm cool with it. I just think you guys should do whatever's best for you.
Dana, no one's getting a divorce, okay?
You should probably put Chris back. Totally certain you and Dad are gonna ruin his life.
Rumor or fact?
What, me and Estes? Why are you so interested all of a sudden?
I don't know. I keep hearing you guys had a thing once.
Is it any of your business? We had a moment. Misguided. Ancient history now. What?
I was on the wrong side of that bet.
Why? Does it seem so unlikely?
Kind of.
Well, he's the smartest guy in the Near East Division by a mile.
It's not that. It's just, I don't see a lot of love lost between you two.
It didn't end well.
And does it ever?
That's our guy. I thought you said he lived in Truxton Circle.
He does.
Not headed there now.
Hello?
Where is he?
It's after 4. He should be on his way here.
Tell him the traffic is bad on the beltway.
What did you say?
He should use an alternate route. Tell him now.
guy hasn't broken the speed limit once.
Does that make you more or less suspicious?
Makes him boring as shit.
We tailed him all afternoon. After class, he drove to a Moroccan restaurant near the airport where he dined alone. Second team's outside his apartment now. His briefcase looked full, so my guess is he's in for the night.
What's he going to sit from Professor Roth?
Mechanical engineering. Tenure track. Generally liked. Published. Peer-reviewed.
Muslim?
Yeah, but not a Quran thumper. Worships at Khalid Muhammad.
What about those 3 trips to Pakistan?
Lecturing at the University of Lahore. It all checks out. He's delivering a series of papers on alternative energy applications.
All right. Well, let's see what second team comes up with tonight. If nothing, move on.
Hey, whose birthday is it again?
I think it's Mitch's.
I want to go buy him a drink.
Sure. How about you? You want another?
No, I should go.
Stay. Visit.
Visit?
Why not?
Why are you being nice to me?
Do I need a reason?
Not unless you want me to believe a word you're saying.
All right. Okay. It occurs to me that I've been holding on to the idea of being angry at you, rather than actually being angry at you.
Just so we're clear, are we talking about Baghdad or what happened pre-Baghdad?
Oh.
Did you just get diagnosed with cancer or something, David?
You see, it's a habit for you too. Neither of us can get past it.
Past what, exactly?
Our period of distrusting each other.
Well, that could have been pretty much any time, couldn't it?
I don't know about that.
Well, if I never said it, I'll say it now. I'm sorry, David.
Just so I'm clear, are we talking about Baghdad and what happened pre?
Both. Both. But mostly pre.
I can't believe I chased you up to New York like that.
No, I never should have left in the first place. You deserved an explanation.
I don't know. I might have run away from you, too.
If I had known your marriage would break up, David.
Oh, no. The truth is, it was probably over anyway.
How is Victoria?
We married. To a nice Jewish guy from Fort Lauderdale. A doctor. She and the kids converted last year.
You're kidding me. Victoria? Well, mazel tov. How's it been? It's been tough, I won't lie.
Well, at least he's home. Joni's husband's still over there. And she only gets to talk to him once a month on the sat phone when he's back at battalion.
Yeah. How's the sex?
I know. It's awful, right?
More like non-existent.
Dennis couldn't get it up for almost a year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What about drugs, like Viagra or whatever?
No, the problem was in between his legs.
Have I ever been with an impotent man? I don't think so.
Well, you haven't lived.
Looks like there might be...
Oh, there she is. Hey, Jess.
Hi.
This is Demi. Demi, Jessica. Jessica, Demi.
Debbie, nice to meet you. It's Demi. With 2 M's. Demi. Come in. Let me get you guys something to drink. Where'd you find her?
Oh, sure noticed, all right? So where's Brody at, anyway?
I don't know. I haven't seen him for a little while. I have no idea where he is.
Were you fun?
That'd be great. Thanks.
I'll be right back.
Brody! Brody?
So when are you going back to your full time?
This week, I think.
That'll be good. Get you out of the house a little more.
Are you hungry? I am starving.
Brody? Brody? What's going on? Is everybody all right?
Looks like the soap place didn't really work, Jess. I killed the deer.
Give me the gun, Brody.
Back off, Mike.
No! Go back inside, Chris. Everything's going to be fine. Come on, Chris. Let's go inside. It's going to be okay. You know what, Mike? I can handle this. Can you please just tell everybody to go home?
No, I'm not leaving you alone.
Just go, please.
Do what she says, Mike.
Make sure Chris stays inside. I don't want him coming back out here.
Chris, why? What's the problem? What do you think I'm going to do?
I don't think you're going to do anything.
All right. I'm going to go get a shovel, clean up this piece before the flies get to it.
God damn it! Don't walk away from me, Brody.
You were eating all your flowers, for Christ's sake. What's the big deal?
You fired a weapon! In front of our friends, in front of our son! You wouldn't believe that's normal? Go right ahead!
There's nothing wrong with me.
Is that right? You barely sleep. You turn your back on your friends. You scare your children. I mean, you won't even...
Say it.
You can't even fuck your wife! We need help, Brody.
I see what this is. Time for me to get my head shrunk, go to psych services?
I don't give a shit who you talk to, as long as you talk to somebody.
What if I say no?
Then I can't do this anymore.
There's no point in imagining the worst.
I'm not imagining. They followed me to this house.
They followed you past this house. Darling, I promise, no one knows we're living here.
How can you be so sure?
Because if they did, they'd be tearing apart the living room, not driving by outside.
I still think we should leave.
Our instructions were to sit tight. In the meantime, we owe it to ourselves not to panic. You have a class to teach. In less than an hour. It's important that you do exactly what you always do. Go to work. Hey, Auntie. I know this will not be easy. Who's next?
Sheikh Iyad Hassoun is the groundsman for the Islamic House on Constitution Avenue.
Any red flags?
Depends.
On what?
What you consider a red flag. He was arrested 12 years ago for refusing to leave an unpermitted rally.
What was he protesting?
The presence of U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia.
All right, start with his immigration status. I'll be right back.
Any luck?
Not yet.
Keep laboring on the vineyard, something will turn up.
What I wouldn't give right now for a little retail intelligence. Disenchanted mom, an Islamist kid halfway to the bomb belt.
A live source. That'd be nice. Anything else on your Christmas list?
Yeah. Let me put Virgil and Max back on Brody, but this time we'll leave no footprint, just a light tail. 2 12-hour shifts.
No.
But we're following all these other targets.
In case you hadn't noticed, there's a lot of political heat on the good sergeant. Now more than ever, we need to keep our distance. I know it's hard.
I can't help but feel I'm missing something.
You're missing him. When you're around somebody all the time, it's like that. You know that as well as anybody. He's in your rear view now, Carrie. You're moving in another direction. Understood?
Oh, yeah? Is it coming or going?
Hard to tell. Coming, I think. You want to join me?
I was just getting ready to go. There's a veteran support group meeting at the church tonight.
Okay.
And I thought I'd drop in and just try it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, don't thank me yet. I don't think I'm going to be able to stomach it for more than about 5 minutes.
Well, let's get you an umbrella, just in case. Sorry.
Hey, no worries. Hey, I know you. You're in the debrief.
Please.
What?
It's just, I'm not supposed to be here.
Why not?
Okay, see you, everybody. Time to get.
Hey. Hey, wait. Hey, wait. Wait. Wait.
Look, I'm sorry. I really had no idea you were in this group.
I'm not. It's my first time.
Well, then I'll leave you to it.
Hey, hold on. Hold on a second. What'd you say your name was again?
Carrie. Carrie Matheson.
Look, I don't understand. What's the problem? It's totally fine with me if you want to stay.
No, it's not that. It's just that no one in there can know what I do for a living. I'm still an active intelligence officer.
Your secret's safe with me.
Besides, I'm better at spilling my guts to total strangers anyway. I hardly ever go to the same meeting twice.
Sounds complicated. You all right?
Are you? Anyway, you should go back in. They're getting started.
Now look, I'm not going back in if it means you can't go back in.
Please, really, that's not necessary.
Well, maybe we can hold our own private meeting out here. How's that sound?
Tempting.
Right? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where was it you said you served again? Baghdad?
Yeah.
How come it's so hard to talk about with people who weren't there?
I have a better question. How come it's so hard to talk with anyone who wasn't there about anything at all? Okay, now I really am going.
Don't leave me like this. All alone. In the rain.
You'll be fine. Nobody expects you to say anything to the second or third meeting anyway.
Well, that's assuming I get to the second or third meeting.